From Cambridge 105, this is Election Studio.
Now back to our main story today, the local elections and indeed those for Police and Crime Commissioner. Pleased to say I've been joined by one of the winning candidates, Sophie Barnett, who took Romsey for Labour, or at least one of the seats there, from a long-standing Liberal Democrat, Catherine Smart. Sophie, welcome to Cambridge 105.
Thank you.
And congratulations as well.
Thanks very much. I'm very happy with the result, obviously.
Are you tired? What was your sort of nighttime plans or lack of them last night?
So I think we stayed up till around 3:30 when we got the results all finalised, and then I went home and had a few hours sleep, which was good.
And then off on the media trial, and presumably thanking the people of Romsey as well.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely want to kind of go around and do some more door knocking to thank people personally.
But yeah. You're relatively young to get in to all of this. I think you work at Adam Books, is that right?
I do, yeah.
The rest of the time. So what made you want to stand for anybody really in Romsey, and how did you end up getting the nod from your colleagues in the Labour Party?
I think I joined the Labour Party a year ago. I was very frustrated with national politics, but I wanted to do something positive, do something locally where I felt like I could really get involved and make a difference. So that's kind of why I got interested in local politics. For me, Labour's the obvious choice from my kind of family history, and I'm really into kind of equality and making things work for everyone. So I joined the Labour Party and was encouraged to stand from there, really.
And would you say that your views lean towards Mr Corbyn or slightly away? Where would you put yourself on the Labour spectrum?
I'm not really sure. Some issues I'm more left, some issues I'm not. I think I'm just Labour, and that's pretty much it.
Do you think that even matters from a local perspective?
I would say it's probably less relevant at a local perspective. I think people just want to hear what you've got to say about Cambridge and what your policies for Cambridge would be, and so.
Okay, and of course you have the advantage of being in a Cambridge City Council, which is controlled by Labour by a little bit more, thanks to you and and to others overnight. What would you say would be the issues? Maybe these are ones which were raised by your new public, if you like, at Romsey, whilst you've been pounding the streets for the past few weeks. What issues will you be bringing to the fore?
I think housing is probably the one that comes up the most, and I definitely think that's a big issue. As a first-time buyer myself, I definitely find it an issue, and I know that a lot of people have mentioned it on the doorstep. Parking is another one that comes up quite a lot, so kind of looking at congestion and parking combined, seeing if there's anything we can do about that.
What's the streets of Romsey like? Regular listeners to this show know that I live in Petersfield. I also remember bumping into your colleague Kevin Blenko not that long ago, councillor in Petersfield. He was telling me about what he was doing behind York Street, where you've got this kind of strange little area, really. But the problem was that people were parking there who didn't belong to the area. And that's now been sorted out, so you only get to park there basically if you've got a house on York Street. Similar situation in Romsey or other problems?
It's definitely similar kind of street types to Petersfield, and there's the proximity to the station, which means that there are a lot of commuters parking. I think that residence parking is one option, but it doesn't work for every street, so I think it's about looking at streets individually.
Because you're even closer to the station in some parts, aren't you? So there's presumably lots of people who pop in from all sorts of areas and think that Romsey's much nicer than the station car park.
Indeed, yep, and the station car park is very expensive, so I think that is obviously prohibitive, and I think one of the things to look at is why people feel the need to drive into the city in the first place, so looking at other means of transport, buses and cycling.
And that's definitely a key issue. On a similar related, what's your thoughts on the park and ride? I think it's a pound charge, isn't it, for people to take the bus in, plus the bus fare, of course, on top of that.
I'd personally like to see that dropped. I think that it's encouraged people to drive in rather than get the bus, and the bus is better. There's a lot of congestion in the city, so it's better if people get the bus in.
Let's talk a little bit more about Romsey, shall we? I've mentioned before on this programme that you can't really go shopping on the Mill Road on a Saturday morning without bumping into a group of Labour supporters, often including the councillors, and no doubt you've been on that little stall as well.
Yeah, spent a lot of time out there.
How important is that? Something which is going to continue, or is it, elections are over, we won't bother to do anything till next time?
No, I think that's something that's going to continue. I think it's good to have visibility in Romsey and to just get to talk to all sorts of people. We do quite a lot of door knocking, but that not everyone opens the door and not everyone feels that they can chat to you on the doorstep. So it's kind of another way of getting in touch with people.
And I guess it's a certain type of person who might turn up at a surgery in order to seek your advice.
Yeah.
All due respect to those people. There may be others who have minor queries who don't really think about it too much, but they get the opportunity to engage.
Exactly.
There.
They might not think to email or call, but they might just see you on the stall and think, oh, I'll ask a quick question about whatever it is they've got to ask about.
Tell me a little bit about Dave Bagent, a fellow councillor in the Romsey area. You've no doubt been on that stall with him. And as things stand, he's done very well in Cambridge City, roughly 16,000 votes. The Lib Dem candidate, Rupert, I think he was on roughly 8,000. So that's a good clear distance.
Yeah.
But, of course, if we look at the county as a whole, he's still 10,000 behind Jason Abelwhite for the Conservatives, as those second preferences are counted. Tell me about Dave the man. What do you think of him as a person and his suitability for all of this?
Dave's really great. I mean, he's been very, very supportive of me in my campaign, which has been great, despite him having his Police and Crime Commissioner hat on as well. So I think that that's been great for me. And I think he's really got the CV for the job. He's got a background in working for the fire service. You know, he's done a degree in equalities, and so I think he's really got the skills that's needed for Police and Crime Commissioner. So I have my fingers crossed for the second preference.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess nobody knows what's going to happen, really.
No.
Because you might as well say, bearing in mind that the turnout it was well in excess of the 15% last time around, so you've almost got a completely different electorate making the choice.
Yeah, and I think it's helped having the city council elections in Cambridge. What I'm hoping is Dave's been out, I know he's been out and about all over Cambridgeshire and met a lot of people, so I don't think that second preferences may not be along party lines. It might be more about personality, which I think Dave would win easily. So,
So what are your, other than a bit of more sleep, I presume, what are your plans for the next little while?
I'm really looking forward to just getting involved and getting stuck in. So I want to kind of hit the ground running. We've got some induction things and that kind of thing.
Induction things?
Yeah,
what do they do?
Well, I don't really know. I've been handed a list of
events
that I need to attend. Yeah,
right.
So I'll be doing those and then hopefully getting involved, working out what role I'm going to play on the council.
And would you like a sort of a cabinet position on the council, either this time around or maybe in the future?
I think it's a bit too soon to say
okay.
about that, but one day, maybe, I don't know.
All right, well, look, Sophie, thank you very much
for
coming in. Congratulations again. We'd have to, even-handed here, we'd congratulate whoever it was who came in front of us. But Sophie, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Sophie Barnett, she has won Labour, a Labour seat, a new seat for Labour in Romsey. I think you've got the full set now, haven't you, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad going. All the city council seats there. And if you haven't caught up with the number of votes, Sophie scored 1,400 votes, 1,409 altogether, which took her exactly half of the vote, 50% behind Catherine Smart. I should quickly ask you about Catherine, because she's been very hard working. I think most people of all political colours would agree that over the past, I think, 15 years or so. You feel slightly sort of, obviously pleased to have won, but having displaced somebody who's done a lot of work in Romsey.
Yeah, I think massive respect to Catherine. You know, she's really worked hard over the years and been a good local councillor. So, as I'm happy to win, of course, but yeah, commiserations.
Yeah,
to Catherine.
Very much. Okay, well, thanks so much. There's a full board, full look at how it pared down in Romsey if you go to the Cambridge 105 Facebook page. Sophie Barnett, thank you very much. It is now 19 minutes before 5 o'clock.